Any idea about your status for tonight, Sammy? If you're in or out?
I think I'm in today.
Yeah. What's this building? What's this building meant? Always a special place, I guess, for you.
Yeah, it's pretty special. I played my first game here, and I scored my first goal here. So, yeah, it means a lot.
Do you know who you're going to be partnered with tonight?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
What's the process been like? Obviously frustrating with the injuries, but how are you feeling right now, and what are you hoping to show as you get into the lineup here?
I'm feeling really good, and like I just need to show that I belong here, and then play my own game, and like just kind of change anything, and like just play own game and be doing the decent.
Did it feel good coming back out of the break? I mean, you said there was a little bit of rust in your first game, but did you feel pretty strong in the second?
Yeah, the second game was already much better, and it looked like me was playing, so I'm really excited to play here, and I think I'm very good today.
Sammy, there's a, I guess, Finnish story out, hard to say the translation, but there was some talk about KHL. Can you just give us maybe some insight into it? Was there an offer to go to the KHL this year for you?
No, it's just like it's my contract that like I had possibility to go there, but like you know, nothing really. Like I wasn't going there, so like there's nothing.
Right, and your preference obviously is to play in this league, right? As long as you can.
Yeah, of course.
You feel like your game is growing, Sammy. In terms of, you feel like your game is growing.
Yeah, it's better and better, and like I'm better and better every year. Like, in the D zone, and like the offensive game is there, so don't worry about that. It's just about how good I am in the D zone.
What's it like to manage your emotions? Obviously, a lot of highs and lows. I mean, you got called up early when you were injured in camp, and you had to go through a couple tough things. What's that been like to deal with?
Yeah, it hasn't been easy. Of course, like I'm not used to this. Usually, I'm never injured, so yeah, it has been hard, but like. Nothing I can do really, it's just bad luck, and then I was working out really hard when I was injured, and like now I'm good.
Tough to stay patient too? I mean, obviously you wanted to be here all year. Is it tough to wait for those calls?
Yeah, like that was the goal after the summer, that I would spend all year up here, and then injury happened, and then I was down a little bit, so but now I'm here, and I just need to play good and stay here.
Sorry, Sam, just wanted to ask you about, in that same report, there's something about a thing with Charlie Huddy earlier this year. From your perspective, what happened there on the ice?
It was nothing really. Like, just like less communication, and like nothing really. I mean, I apologize to him, so like we don't think about that.
Some frustration?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but like I guess only if nothing.
A little bit.
You're an emotional guy. I mean, Sam Pascal has mentioned that body language is something you've been working on this year. Can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, is that something that you wear your heart in your sleeve kind of thing?
Yeah, like it's just me, and like I hate to do mistakes, but like I'm not done worrying about that. Like, just, and sometimes I'm just frustrated, and maybe I show that too much, but it's just who I am, and like I'm working on it. I guess I'm not worried about that.
Part of it is being hard on yourself. You're always kind of being always hard on yourself, right?
Yeah, it's always about me. It's like I'm never mad to my teammates. It's just all about me. Like, if I do a mistake, I might be mad to myself.
What's it like when become a dad?
It's been unbelievable. Very good, and like it helps. Like, if you have a bad game, you go home and he's there. It's much easier to me.